begin with prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the opportunity to worship you.
亲爱的主，我们为有这样的机会来敬拜你，来感谢。
Please give us your words to say.
求你把你的话语给我们。
And hearts that are open to hear you.
让我们的心敞开，能听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
You are probably not expecting good investment advice from me.
你大概不会期待从我这儿能得到什么好的投资建议。
But I'm going to try this morning to give you some investment advice.
但是今天早晨我要试着给你一些投资建议。
The first iPhone.
你知道吗？第一个那个 iPhone.
Was released on January 9, 2007.
第一个 iPhone 呢是在2007年1月9号发表发行的。
It cost $499.
当时售价是499块钱。
If you had bought an iPhone that day.
如果那天你买了第一只 iPhone.
And then each time a new model was released, you bought a new iPhone on the first day it was released.
如果后来呢，就是每次一出现一个新款的 iPhone， 你就去买了。
By now you would have spent $16,000 on iPhones.
所以到现在为止呢，你就花了16,000美金，就是去买这个最新款的 iPhone 美。
That's the cash cost of keeping up with the newest iPhone.
那就是你要是有这个最新款的 iPhone， 你的现金成本。
$16,000 in 18 years.
是18年花了16,000美金。
But there's another method that investors use to calculate cost.
但是呢，这个投资者他其实有另外一种方式来计算这个成本。
Instead of cash cost, they calculate the opportunity cost of a purchase.
他们每次就是你买东西时候，他们不是光算这个现金成本，他们会算一个叫做机会成本。
You see, if we go back to January 9, 2007,
回到2007年1月9号
and instead of buying an iPhone,
你没有买这个 iPhone,
you bought $499 worth of Apple stock.
你花499块钱去买了苹果公司的股票。
$3 a share on that day.
那一天呢，苹果公司的股票才3块钱一股。
Then,
然后接着呢
？Each day that a new model was released.
然后每次那个新的那个苹果手机发行的时候
，You spent the same amount of money on stock that you would have spent on the phone.
然后你就本来是要去买这个手机，你把这个钱去买苹果的那个股票。
In the last 18 years, you would have spent $16,000 on Apple stock.
所以呢，在过去18年呢，你就花了16,000块钱去买苹果的股票。
And as of a couple weeks ago, when I calculated this,
然后呢，几个星期以前我算了一下
，you would now own $147,000 worth of stock.
那你现在呢，那个苹果股票的价值就是147,000。
Plus, you would have saved 10,000 hours on Facebook and Instagram.
然后 China maybe WeChat. 然后呢，
WeChat.
你也省了起码10,000个小时，不用浪费在那些社交媒体上，比如说像美国人用脸书啊，华人可能就是微信。
That is called opportunity cost.
这个就叫做机会成本。
The lost profit. What the profit you lose from spending it on the phone instead of investing?
就是你把这个钱你花在那个手机上，你因为花在手机上，你所放弃的潜在收益。
So the cash cost of the new iPhones is $16,000.
所以呢，现金成本对那个 iPhone 的手机是16,000。
The opportunity cost is $131,000.
但是你所上市的机会成本却是131,000块钱。
Each choice you make eliminates some alternative choices.
所以呢，当你做一个选择，每个投资选择都会排除其他的选项。
Opportunity cost.
这就是机会成本。
Now, I need to warn you.
我现在要警告一下。
That's absolutely everything I know about investing.
这是又是我所知道的所有的关于投资的。
And I learned it by reading a magazine article on a flight to Africa.
我怎么知道呢？是因为我有一次坐飞机要去非洲，我在飞机上读一个杂志得到的这个知识。
So please do not see me after service for some stock tips.
所以，那个聚会结束之后，不要来问我投资建议。
But I thought about that article.
但是我就想到读到的这篇文章。
When I was reading through the Gospel of Luke,
当我就是在通读路加福音的时候。
In Luke 14, Jesus tells us that there is a cost to discipleship.
然后在路加福音，耶稣就讲到这个做门徒的代价。
We could call it a cash cost.
我们可以把它说成这个做门徒代价是一个现金成本。
It's the upfront cost of following Jesus.
这就是你马上看到的眼前的跟随耶稣基督的那个成本所要代价。
If anyone comes to me,
主耶稣说人到我这里来
and does not hate his father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters,
他那个若不恨我胜过自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹和自己的性命
yes, even his own life,
甚至自己的性命
he cannot be my disciple,
就不能做我的门徒。
Now, if this verse is new to you, I should tell you that in the Jewish world, to hate meant to love less. You've got it. Okay, good.
这个中文的你去看原文，它是说人若爱我不胜过爱自己的父母。然后在小括弧里，他说到原文是恨。那他刚才麦牧师讲的就是恨，就是说，就是爱的少。
Your Chinese translation is better than our English one.
他说，那我们的中文已经把那个真正的意思已经翻译出来，所以他说我们的英文版本比中文中文版本比英文版本更精确在这个方面。
The English one is quite bad, and every time you speak about it, you have to explain it.
因为英文的那个词爱我就是爱我胜过爱呢，就是恨，所以每次都要解释一下。
But Jesus says.
然后耶稣说
，If you're going to follow me,
如果你要跟随我。
I have to come first.
我首先要站首位。
And then he goes on to explain a bit of what that means.
然后他又继续解释这个，他要站首位是什么意思。
Verse 27, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And then he gives us a very practical advice.
他就给我们一个很实际的建议。
Which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost?
他说你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费
？Whether he has enough to complete it.
能盖成不能呢
？If you're going to build a new house, you want to first make sure how much is this going to cost, and do I have enough money to finish what I start?
所以你要盖个新房子，你肯定要算一下，要盖这个房子花费是多少，我有没有足够的钱来盖。
Jesus says, following me is much more than saying, you know, being baptized sounds nice. Sign me up.
所以呢，主耶稣说得很清楚，就说你跟随耶稣不是就说好像做基督徒挺好的，所以把我也算上吧。
Following Jesus means taking up a cross.
跟随耶稣基督意味背起你的十字架。
And a cross is not a decoration. A cross means death.
十字架不是一个装饰品，而是意味着死。
Now, I've spoken here before about Luke 14 and the cost of being a disciple.
以前我讲过路加福音十四章和做门徒的代价。
The cash cost of discipleship.
就是做门徒的这个现金成本。
But this morning, I want to look at Luke 18.
但是今天呢，我想看路加福音第十八章。
The opportunity cost of non-discipleship.
就是如果你不去跟随耶稣，你不做门徒。这个所付上的机会成本。
What will it cost if I don't follow Jesus?
如果我不跟随耶稣基督，那你要付上的代价是什么呢
？Luke 18, a wealthy young man comes to Jesus.
在路加福音里边有一个富足的官，他来到耶稣面前。
What must I do to inherit eternal life?
他说：“良善的夫子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生呢
？”Jesus reminds him of the commandments.
然后耶稣就讲了诫命。
He says, I've kept all those.
然后这个年轻人说，我这一切从小都遵守了。
Anything else?
还有别的吗？
And Jesus said to him,
然后耶稣就对他说，
One thing you still lack.
你还缺少一件。
Sell all that you have and give it to the poor.
变卖你所有一切的，分给穷人。
You will have treasure in heaven.
就必有财宝在天上。
You come, follow me.
然后你还要来跟从我。
But when he heard these things,
但这个年轻人听见这话呢
he became very sad,
就甚忧愁非常难过
for he was extremely rich.
因为他很富足
well, as Jesus is having this conversation,
当耶稣跟这个年轻人对话的时候
Peter is standing over here listening.
然后呢，彼得就在旁边站着，就听到了。
We have to leave everything and follow Jesus.
就是我们要把一切都放弃，跟随耶稣。
And he says, "Oh, I've already done that."
然后彼得说，哎呦，我都做到了。
When Jesus called me, I left my boats and I followed.
然后当耶稣呼召我的时候，我就把我的船放下，就跟着他了。
And he says in verse 28.
所以彼得就在二十八节说
，See,
看哪
，We have left our homes and followed you.
我们已经撇下自己所有的，跟从你了。
And Jesus gives a wonderful answer.
然后主耶稣在这里给了一个很棒的
回应。That shows the cost of not following Jesus.
然后主耶稣在这里就告诉了，如果你不跟随耶稣基督，所要付上的机会成本。
Truly I say to you.
他说，我实在告诉你们。
There is no one who has left house or wife or brother or parents or children.
人为神的国撇下房屋或是妻子弟兄父母儿女。
For the sake of the kingdom of God,
是为了神的国
who will not receive many times more,
没有在今世不得百倍
in this time,
在今世不得百倍
and in the age to come, eternal life,
在来世不得永生的
That's investing language.
这个是一个投资语言
Return on investment.
就是你的投资所带回来的是那个回收成本。
Jesus says, "If you leave everything to follow me,"
主耶稣说，如果你撇下所有的跟随我
，you will receive many times more in this world.
就是今世你就会得到很多的回报。
And you'll receive eternal life in the world to come.
在来世，在以后的，就是以后的那个永生中，你会有更多的回报。
Does it cost to follow Jesus? Yes.
跟随耶稣是不是有代价呢？是的。
The cost is high. I must put him first in everything.
你那个这个代这个跟随的成本也很高，因为呢，你要把耶稣凡事放首位。
But the cost of not following Jesus.
但是你不跟随耶稣所付上的代价。
The long-term cost of non-discipleship.
就是长期的不做门徒的代价。
Is much much higher.
是更高。
Now, usually when we look at this verse, we look at the second part of what Jesus promised.
然后我们很多时候呢，当我们读这些经文的时候，我们只读那个第二部，主耶稣在第二部分的这个回应，就是
Give up everything here.
在你这里把所有的一切都放弃了。
And after you die, you will have eternal life.
在你死了之后呢，你就会有永生。
And that's great news.
那是一个好消息，大好的消息。
But as I was studying Luke this month,
但是我这个月呢，我一直在读路加福音。
I noticed the first thing he says.
我也注意到主耶稣所说的第一句话，第一部分。
You will receive many times more in this age.
就是说，你在今没有在今世不得百倍，就是
The reward doesn't wait until after you die.
所以这个奖赏不是等你死了以后才有奖赏。
There is reward in this world to being a disciple of Jesus.
在今世就是在今生。你作为耶稣的门徒，你就是有奖赏的。
Now, if this were a class, I would stop and ask you to give me some answers of what those rewards are.
上课的话，我可能就会让大家回应说，那这个奖赏是什么？今世的奖赏是什么呢
？It's not a class, so I'll just tell you some.
不是上课，所以我就要继续的讲。
The reward of a clear conscience.
第一个呢，就是这个奖赏呢，就是一个清洁的良心。
In this life.
在这个，就是在今生。
The reward of not having to tell a lie.
这个奖赏就是你不需要讲谎话。
To cover another lie.
你这个讲谎话的意思是要遮盖以前的谎话。
To cover the first lie.
然后你之所以讲这么多谎话，是为了要掩盖第一个谎话。
That you told your wife.
就是第一个谎话，你告诉你妻子的第一个谎话。
The reward.
这个奖赏就是。
Of not being addicted to pornography.
这个奖赏就是你不需要做这个对色情上瘾。
Of not being addicted to alcohol.
不需要就是对酒精上瘾。
The reward of not crushing the spirit of your child with your anger.
这个奖赏就是不会在你的这个怒气中就是摧毁你孩子的心灵。
The reward of a marriage that is not divided by bitterness and unforgiveness.
这个奖赏就是你的婚姻不会被苦毒，不会被不饶恕所摧毁，所破碎。
Non-discipleship steals all those things from us.
不跟随耶稣，不做耶稣的那个门徒的代价，就是把这些所有的这些东西都从你生命中偷走。
There is a great cost in the present world to not following Jesus.
所以如果你在今生不跟随耶稣基督，你有一个更大的代价要付。
Matthew 11, Jesus gives us a beautiful picture of discipleship.
在马太福音十一章二十八节，主耶稣给了我们一个做门徒的一个很美好的图，一个画图面。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
And I will give you rest.
我就使你们得安息。
But then he follows that with some strange words.
然后呢，紧接着就说了一些比较难以理解的话。
Because I think of rest as taking a nap.
在我的印象中，安息就是睡个觉，打个盹儿。
But Jesus says, I will give you rest.
但是主耶稣说，我要使你们心里得安息。
And then the next sentence.
然后下一句话。
Take my yoke on you.
他就，其实他说，你们当负我的轭。
Learn from me.
学我的样式。
I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls.
因为我心里柔和谦卑，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
I will give you rest. Take on my yoke and my burden.
他说，我要使你们得安息，你们要背负我的轭，背我的担子。
What's that mean?
那到底是什么意思呢？
Jesus' listeners understood what he was talking about when he talked about a yoke.
当主耶稣讲话的时候，他其实当时的听众他们是理解这个轭是什么意思的。
Because in their world, a yoke was the yoke of obedience to the law.
在他们的时代，这个轭呢，就是对律法的一个顺服的这样的一个轭。
It had started with the Old Testament law of Moses.
这是来自于旧约时代的摩西律法。
In my Bible, the law of Moses is less than 100 pages.
在我的圣经里边，那个摩西的律法不到一百页。
But by Jesus' day,
但到了主耶稣的时代
，the Pharisees had added more and more rules on top of Moses' law.
所以这个法利赛人跟文士就在摩西的律法之上又加了很多的规条。
At home, I have a book of the Jewish laws that were added to the law of Moses.
在我家里边有一本书，就是这个以色列人、犹太人后来在摩西律法上又加上的这些规条。
800 pages of tiny print.
然后呢，是有800页之厚，而且那个字儿都是小、很小的字体。
4,224 laws.
是42,000 条那个规条。
Yeah, I didn't make it up.
So 424,000.
Moses had said, here's the Ten Commandments.
摩西说这是十诫，就十条。
Here's the law.
这就是律法。
But they had added more and more and more and more.
然后他们就往上加加加，加了好多。
The yoke had become a heavy burden.
所以这个轭呢，就变成一个非常重的重担。
And so Jesus says to them, take my yoke.
所以主耶稣说你们要负我的轭。
Replace this heavy burden of the regulations and the law of the Pharisees.
就是把这个法利赛人所加的这些很沉重的担子换成是我的轭。
And take my easy yoke.
你真的是背上我容易的担子。
How is it easy?
那为什么这个会说是轻？
Three things I want to say to you.
为什么说是我的担子是容易的呢？那我要讲三点。
Jesus's yoke is easy.
主耶稣的轭是容易的，是因为
because Jesus shares the burden with us.
因为主耶稣跟我们共同来背这个担子。
Now I know you are engineers instead of farmers.
我知道大家多数是工程师而不是农夫。
So maybe I need to explain to you that a yoke is designed.To link two oxen together to pull a plow, to pull a load.
可能就讲一点，就是说大家知道那个轭嘛，它就是设计的，就是有两头牛这样子一起来拉那个犁啊，或者是那个车之类的，是一起的。
The two oxen pull together.
是的，两个牛就是一起来拉。
But Jesus said in Matthew 23.
但是主耶稣在马太福音第二十三章说
，The Pharisees tie up heavy burdens.
这个法利赛人呢，把沉重的难担的担子捆起来。
They lay them on people's shoulders.
搁在人的肩上。
But they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger.
但他们自己呢，是一个指头都不肯动。
The Pharisees are putting all of this heavy burden on people.
这个法利赛人呢，把这个这么多沉重的担子都搁在人的肩上。
But they're not going to lift.
但是他可不会去挑起来。
But Jesus shares the yoke with us.
但是主耶稣呢，却分享我们的轭。
He carries the burden alongside us.
在我们有这个担子、有这个轭的时候，他就在我们旁边，跟我们一起来背这个担子。
Our yoke is easy.
我们的担子之所以是轻省的
，because we share it with Jesus.
是因为我们跟主耶稣一同分享。
When my son was little,
当我的儿子小小的时候，还小的时候
，he's not little now.
他现在可比我还高，可不一点都不小了。
But when he was little,
当他是个小孩子的时候
，I might be carrying a heavy box of books.
有的时候我就抱了一箱很重的书。
And he would come up beside me.
然后他又过来站我旁边。
And he would say, "I will help you."
说爸爸爸爸，我要帮你。
And he's reaching up to catch the bottom of the box.
他还没有那个盒子高，所以他就站在那个下边就。举着手在下边拖的那箱书
，His burden was light.
他所那个分担的那个重量，那个他那个担子是很小的。
Because I was carrying most of the weight.
因为主要是我在扛那个书嘛。
And when Jesus calls us to take up our cross,
所以当主耶稣呼召我们来背起我们的十字架的时候
，He has already carried the greatest cross.
他已经把这个最重的十字架他自己已经背上了。
To say that your burden is light does not mean that life will be easy.
说轭是轻省的、容易的，并不意味着你的生活就会是很容易。
Most places I go now, I have to teach this differently.
当我去到世界各地去教学的时候，我讲这个就会有不同。
Because all through Africa, the prosperity gospel says, if you become a Christian, all your problems will disappear.
因为在非洲的这个成功神学就是说，如果你成为基督徒，你所有的问题都消失了，都没有了。
Jesus doesn't promise that.
但是主耶稣从来没有应许这个。
Life can be hard even for Christians.
即使对基督徒，生活也可以是很艰难的。
Jesus does not say.
主耶稣没有说。
Follow me, and I will give you. Good health.
你跟随我，你就会有健康的身体。
Lots of money.
很多钱。
And respectful teenagers.
然后呢，对你很尊重、很听话的青少年。
Life, even for disciples.
即使对门徒。
May include sickness.
也许也包含着疾病。
Losing a job.
丢工作。
And mouthy teenagers.
然后一个很难缠的青少年。
Life can be hard.
生活可以是生活，生命都可以很艰
难。The burden for a Christian is light.
之所以说基督徒的这个生活，我们的担子是轻的。
Not because life is easy.
不是因为生活是轻松容易的。
But because we are yoked to Jesus.
因为我们是跟主耶稣同负一轭。
And He is pulling the load with us.
他在跟我们一起拉那个重担，一起拉那个车。
Then I would say the yoke is easy because it is inspired by love rather than by legalism.
因为这个轭是轻省容易的，因为你去背这个轭的动机是出于爱，而不是出于这个律法主义。
You see, the Pharisees took these 4,224 laws and said, "Keep them, and God will be happy with you."
然后那个法利赛人就是。多出来4,240条的规条，说哦，你们要遵守这个，那这样的话，神就对你们高兴了。
And that is a heavy burden.
那是一个很重的担子。
Because we can never be quite good enough.
因为我们永远也不可能好到那种程度，永远不够好。
We can never keep enough rules to impress God.
我们永远不能说我们遵守了这么多的规条，来让好像让神觉得很了不起，你很棒。
I'm sorry about this, but I have to say it this way.
我有点对不起，但是我必须得这么说。
A Pharisee who kept 4,223 rules was still a failure because he missed one.
法利赛人刚才说的是 29. 他刚才说的是4,240条。如果他保持了遵守了4,239条，那他还是失败了，还是没有全保。
Did you get it right?
I think I got the right number, 4,339.
In other words, 换句话说, if you keep almost every law,
即使你大概保, 就是遵守了所有的那个规条, 律法,
but you miss one,
哪怕你就只有一条没遵守呢,
I'm not good enough.
我还是不够好,
God's going to be mad at me.
神会对我生气,
but Jesus says that's not how it works.
主耶稣说不是这样的,
we don't keep God's law to earn salvation.
我们不是靠遵守神的律法来 赚得我们的救恩,
we keep God's law because we are already his treasured children.
因为我们已经是他宝贵的儿女, 所以我们去遵守神的律法。
He loves us.
神爱我们。
We love him.
我们也爱他。
And we keep his law because we love him.
我们之所以遵守他的律法, 是因为我们爱他。
And that makes the yoke of obedience easy.
那就让这个顺服的这个轭子就变得轻松。
I read about a woman who was married to a very difficult husband.
我读到一个故事, 就是一个女士, 她呢, 就是, 嫁了一个先生, 这个先生很难相处。
Wives, look at me, quit looking at your husband.
所以呢, 妻子, 太太们, 不要去看你的妻子, 不要看你的先生, 而是看着讲台。
I saw some of you do this.
我已经看到有些人开始在那儿, 在那儿, 那个, 用胳膊肘, 在捅旁边的人。
This husband was very difficult.
这个先生非常难以相处。
The day after the wedding,
就是他们那个结婚以后的第一天,
he gave her a list of rules.
这个先生就给了她一个清单, 各种规条的清单。
I will eat breakfast at 8 a.m. every morning.
每天早晨我要8点吃早餐。
Two eggs over easy.
然后呢, 这两个鸡蛋呢, 要是那种比较软的鸡蛋, 不要过了。
This is how I want my shirts folded.
这我想我的衬衫是这样子来叠。
The house will be cleaned once a week on Thursdays.
每个星期四要把房间打扫一遍。
A list of rules.
然后就是一堆的规条。
And he would yell if she forgot any of them.
如果他忘掉其中的一条, 那这个先生就会对他喊。
She hated the list.
然后这个太太真的是很憎恨这个清单,
就这个规条。 She did it because she didn't want her husband yelling at her.
但是她还是做了, 因为她不想她先生对她那个喊叫。
Fortunately, he died.
幸运的是，后来这个先生死了。She
was so glad to get rid of the list.
然后他就好高兴，这个太太以后再也不用弄这个清单了。She
crumpled up the list and threw it in a drawer.
然后他就把这个单子给他揉一揉，给他扔到那个抽屉里。Few
years later, she met another man.
这个又过了几年呢，这个寡妇呢，她又碰到另外一位男士。Who
was much different.
非常不同。He
loved her.
他很爱她,
he cared for her.
在意她,
he wanted her to be happy.
他也想让她高兴,
they had a wonderful marriage.
然后他们两个是有个很好的那个婚姻。
One day she was cleaning out an old drawer and she found that crumpled up list of rules.
然后有一天这个女士这个太太呢, 就在清理房间, 哎, 结果就在那个抽屉里发现她扔的那个揉成一团的那个旧的那个规条。
She folded it, began to read.
然后他就开始看着,
and as she read, she began to laugh.
然后他边在那儿读, 边在那儿笑。
You see, her new husband liked to eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
因为他的这个现在的先生呢, 他喜欢在早晨7点多就吃早餐。
And she always loved to have breakfast ready and sit down and enjoy breakfast with him.
然后呢, 他很喜欢就把早餐 7点钟准备好, 两个人一起吃早餐。
When he went to work, she always wanted him to look nice.
然后当这个先生去上班的时候, 这太太总是希望先生出去看着很精神。
So she tried to make sure that his clothes looked nice when he went.
所以呢, 他就把他的衣服都整理得干干净净。
Everything that she used to do out of fear,
他过去所出于恐惧所做的每件事情,
she now chose to do out of love.
他现在自己心甘情愿选择去做，因为是出于爱。
And husbands, look at me, quit looking at your wife and don't do this.
先生们，不要去看你的太太，看着我。
My point is this.
我要讲的是,
God's commands,
神的诫命,
are easy,
是容易的,
when it comes from a heart of love.
当你从心一个 出于爱的心来做的时候, 来遵守的时候, 那神的诫命就是容易的。
When I understand that he loves me,
当你真正认识到说神是爱我的,
his commands are for my good,
神的诫命是为了我的益处,
I will find joy in obedience. obedience.
那我在顺服的时候，我心里边其实是喜悦的。
Obedience to God becomes an easy yoke.
所以呢，对神的律法的顺服就变成一个容易的轭。
When we are motivated by love, not legalism.
当我们这个是出于爱，而不是出于那种必须要做的那种律法主义的驱使之下，这个轭就是清醒的。
The third thing I want to say is that Jesus' yoke is easy because it leads to an abundant life.
因为主耶稣的轭是清醒容易的，因为它带领我们进入一个丰盛的生命。
The word that is translated easy in Matthew is a word that can be translated good.
在这个马太福音里边，那个容我的轭是轻是容易的，这个容易可以被翻译成好的、美善的。
Jesus is saying, "My yoke is easy," or "My yoke is good."
主耶稣是说的说，我的轭是容易的，也可以说我的轭是好的，是美善的。
A good yoke,
一个好的轭，一个美善的轭
is a yoke that fits well.
是，首先它很适合你。
Jesus knows exactly what I need, and His yoke is custom made to fit me.
所以呢，主耶稣知道说这个轭我们需要什么，他给我们的轭都是量身制作的。
You see, everyone bears a yoke in life.
我们每个人在我们的生命中其实都背着轭。
Every one of us in this room carries some burdens.
我们其中的每个人都背负了一些担子。
But Jesus' yoke is the only one that is custom made for your situation and my situation.
但是主耶稣的轭是唯有这个轭是唯一的量身制作的，是为你的情况所制作的。
Jesus says,
主耶稣说，
My yoke is good.
我的轭是好的，是美善的。
It fits you.
因为它适合你。
I've given you what is best for you.
因为我给你的都是最好的。
I was speaking in Alaska, and I visited with a man who ran sled dogs.
然后呢，我那时候去阿拉斯加，有一个人呢，他就是拉那个雪橇的。
And he said, when I come out of the barn with the gear,
他说当我出来就是把我那些雪橇的装备都给弄好的时候，
the dogs begin barking and jumping with excitement.
然后我那些拉雪橇那些狗就开始叫啊，然后就开始很兴奋的在那跳。
They can't wait to do what they were created to do.
迫不及待的要去做他们被造而让他们要做的这个事情。
Now understand.
要了解。
When these dogs are in the pen, they're free.
当这个狗它在那个外边自己走，它们是自由的。
There's no harness, there's no load. They can do what they want to.
它们没有那个东西圈着它们，它们可以想做什么就想跑哪儿就跑哪儿。
When he puts the harness on the dog, that dog is no longer free to go where the dog wants to go.
当他把那个雪橇的那些工具、那些装备放在这个狗身上的，这个狗就不能说想去哪儿就去哪儿了。
Now the dogs are yoked together with other dogs.
现在这些你知道那雪橇狗是好几条雪橇狗，他们就同负一个轭。
Now they have to follow the master's commands.
现在他们必须要听从主人的指令。
But this is what they were created to do.
但是这就是雪橇狗，就是他们被造的目的。
And the yoke is good.
所以对他们来讲，这个雪橇的一个装备，这个轭是好的。
Jesus says.
主耶稣说，
"You were made for relationship with me."
你们被造就是要跟我有关系。
You were made for the yoke of discipleship.
你们被造就是要去背负这个门徒的轭，做门徒的轭。
And there is no place you will be happier.
没有什么可以让你们更开心、更幸福。
Than when you take on the yoke of discipleship.
就是当你们背上这个做门徒的这个轭的时候，这个是你们最开心、最幸福的事。
It is a good yoke.
所以这是一个好的轭，是
美善的轭。Matthew 13 tells one of my favorite parables.
所以在马太福音十三章就讲到我一个最喜欢的比喻。
A short little parable of two verses.
这个比喻很短，只有两句。
Jesus says.
主耶稣说
，The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls.
说天国好像买卖人去寻找好珠子。
Who finding one pearl of great value,
遇见一颗重价的珠子
went and sold all that he had and bought it.
就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Now I've heard some sermons about this parable.
那我当然也听到一些讲道是讲这个比喻的。
That say If we're going to have Jesus,
就说是如果我们要想有
if we're going to be his disciple,
如果我们要成为耶稣基督的
门徒, we have to give up everything.
我们要放弃一切所有的。
This man gave up everything to buy that pearl.
这个人呢，他变卖了他所有的去买这颗珠子。
That's true.
那是这样的。
But would you think for a moment?
你停下来想一下。
Put yourself in the shoes of this man who finds this beautiful and valuable pearl.
想想你自己，就是这个买卖人，这个生意人，他找到了这个重价的珠子，这个非常价值连城的珠子。
And he says, "I want that."
他就说，哇，这颗珠子，这个珍宝，我得要这个。
He says to the merchant.
然后他就跟这个卖珠子的人说
，I'm going home to get the money.
我回家去取钱。
I'll be back.
我马上就回来。
Don't take any low offers from someone.
不要去。有些人给你个低价的，你就卖给他了。
I'll pay you the asking price.
你要的这个价钱我就给你。
I'll be right back.
我马上就回来。
He heads home.
然后他就往家走。
And he's doing the math in his head.
他就在他的脑心里就开始算计。
I have those fake jewels.
他会有这些假的珠宝。
They say made in Hong Kong on the bottom.
下面写的，香港制造。
I've got that box of trinkets I bought at Walmart.
然后还有在那个沃尔玛买的那些小摆设。
I've got all those plastic bowls.
我还有那些塑料碗。
The next morning, he announces the first Jewish yard sale.
然后他就开始在他的后院搞这个 yard sale, 就是那个旧院卖旧货，在他的地方。
People from all over town are coming to the sale.
然后因为他是个犹太人，所以所有的这个小镇上的人都来了，因为他卖的东西很便宜。
What are you doing?
然后大家就说，哎，你在干啥呢？
I'm selling it all.
他说我要把这些东西都给卖了。
And they say,
然后他们就说
Oh, you poor man.
可怜的人啊。
I feel so sorry for you.
真是很替你难过。
That's how we often read the verse.
我们经常就是这么读的，对不对？
This poor man had to sell everything.
这个可怜的人他要把他所有的一切都变卖了。
But this man is laughing inside.
但是这个人其实心里边在笑。
If you only knew what I'm getting ready to buy.
如果你知道我要去买什么。
He has counted the cost.
他已经算过了这个代价。
He has figured out if I sell all this junk.
如果他已经知道我把这个所有的垃圾都给卖出去。
I will have enough money to buy that beautiful, valuable pearl.
我就有足够的钱去买那个很美的、很贵重的这个珠子。
Yes, he must give up everything.
是的，他必须要放弃所有的东西。
But there is no sorrow in the sacrifice.
但是在这个他这个牺牲在他的放弃所有的过程中没有什么难过。
He can't wait to see the last trinket heading out the door.
他真是迫不及待的希望最后一个他卖的东西这些过去的这些不值钱的东西都赶快给卖出去走出房
间。So he can race back to buy that valuable
pearl. 所以他就可以赶快跑回去买那个有那个重价的珠子。
This morning.
今天早晨。
It's true.
真的是。
Christian life is not easy.
基督徒的生活并不容易。
Discipleship requires a commitment.
这个做门徒是需要委身的。
But this morning I want to remind you that being a disciple is well worth the cost.
但是我要告诉你，作为门徒，这个代价所付的真是很值得。
Because not being a disciple.
因为你要是不做门徒的话
，is far more expensive.
因为会更，你付上的代价更大，你牺牲的东西更多。
You can't afford the opportunity cost of non-discipleship.
你没有办法来承受这个机会成本，如果你不做，就是不做门徒的这个机会成本，那个太高了。
You don't want to miss out on the rewards of discipleship.
你不想就是错过这个做门徒的这些奖赏。
All of us at times are tempted to spiritual laziness.
我们所有的人在我们不同的时期都有点想要。就是屈服于这个属灵上的懒惰
to please our sinful desires rather than to obey God
去满足我们肉体的欲望而不是去听从神的命令
to replace our quiet time with God with WeChat
然后本来是应该在神面前安静的就是跟神的灵修时光我们在那儿不停地看微信
Satan says look at the cost
然后那撒旦说你看看你这个代价
look at that yoke
你看看那个恶
But I want you to remember.
但是我想要大家记住
that when we follow Jesus,
当我们跟随耶稣的时候
we are selling everything to buy a pearl of
我们是变卖所有的去买一个绝对很有价值的贵重的珠子。
We are taking up a cross.
我们背起我们的十字架。
But we receive far more in return.
但是我们所得到的回报却是绝对比这个大。
About 25 years ago or so.
大概是25年前。
Pastor Shi and I visited a lady in China.
许牧师跟我就是探望一位在中国的老姐妹。
Mrs. Ou Young was an old saint of God.
那是一位欧阳姐妹，是神的那个老圣徒。
And she told us her testimony that.
她就告诉我们她的见证。
When Mao Zedong was coming to power.
当这个共就是1949年这个共产党就是掌权以后。
She had an opportunity to immigrate to America.
她其实当时是有机会移民到美国的。
She was getting ready to come.
她已经准备好要来美国了。
When God said, "I want you to stay here."
但是神，她觉得神对她说，我要你待在这里。
I want you to serve me in China.
我想你在中国服侍我。
Now let me add something.
让我加一句。
I am not saying.
我不是说。
That immigrating to America is wrong.
移民到美国是错的。
I'm glad you all are here.
我很高兴大家都在这儿。
This was God's call to her. It's not God's call to everyone.
那是神对这个欧阳姐妹的呼召，但不是给每个人的。
So please don't go away thinking, oh, I must be a terrible disciple because I'm in America.
不要觉得说回去就想说，哎呀，我肯定是个很糟糕的门徒，因为我在美国。
Following Jesus means obeying His call in your life, not in someone else's.
这个跟随耶稣基督是跟随他对你生命的呼召，而不是神对别人生命的呼召。
But this was Mrs. Ou Young.
但是这是那个欧阳姐妹她的见证。
She spent the next 45 years serving the church in China.
所以她就在中国的后来的45年那个服侍当时的家庭教会。
Providing Bibles to people.
她就给人那个圣经。
Helping the families of pastors who were in prison.
就是那个牧师被送到监狱，他就帮助那些他的家属。
She left everything to follow Jesus.
她真的是放弃所有的跟随耶稣。
When Pastor Shi and I visited her,
当我许牧师跟我就是探访她的时候，
she was old and bedfast.
然后她那时候已经年纪很大了，就卧床不起。
Living in a tiny little apartment.
住一个很小的公寓。
Watched by the police.
然后旁边还有那个警察在看，在软禁，其实有点在看着他。
Not an easy life.
不是一个容易的生活。
She had told us her story.
他就告诉我们他的故事，他的经历。
And I asked a very foolish question.
我问了一个很笨的问题，很愚蠢的问题。
I said, Mrs. Ou Young.
我说那个欧阳姐妹。
If you had come to America in 1950.
如果你1950年来了美国。
By now, you would have Social Security.
到现在你会有社会安全基金。
A nice assisted living apartment.
起码是一个比较好的一个公寓。
Good medical care.
然后也有那个医疗保险。
And the police wouldn't be watching you.
然后也不会有警察总盯着你。
Do you wish you had made a different choice?
你有没有想过说你要当时的选择不同会怎么样？
And I still remember this little old Chinese lady.
我还记得这个小小的瘦弱的这个中国女士。
Lifting herself up on her bed.
撑着就是撑着要从床上起来。
And shaking her finger at me.
然后指着晃着她的手，指着她的那个瘦弱的指头，指着我说。
Talking so fast that Pastor Shi could hardly keep up translating.
然后他讲话很快，许牧师都跟不上翻译。
To say to me.
他对我说。
Don't you dare feel sorry for me.
你怎么敢为我感到难过呢？
I am where I want to be.
我就是在我想在的地方。
I am doing what God called me to do.
我就在做神让我呼召我做的事情。
And I would not change a thing.
我不会改变一件事情。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
There is no one
没有一个人,
who has left house, wife, brothers, parents, or children.
主耶稣说, 我实在告诉你们, 人为神的国撇下房屋, 或者妻子, 弟兄, 父母, 儿女,
who will not receive many times more
没有在今世不得百倍,
in this world,
在今世不得百倍,
and in the age to come, eternal life.
在来世不得永生的。
Does it cost to be a disciple? Yes.
做门徒是不是要付代价？是的。
But it costs far, far more.
但是如果你不做门徒，你付上的代价更大更多。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you have called us to follow you.
主啊，真的是感谢你，你呼召我们来跟随你。
We don't deserve it.
我们不值，不配。